And we're being called upon to walk worthy of the calling that God has called us to. This is the question. Are you decided to succeed? And it doesn't start right now. Are you decided to take the message you heard in the first hour and say, you know what, that convicts me, but I just don't want to go out of here convicted. I want to go out of here changed. My wife doesn't really know this happened, but a couple of weeks back, I'm driving down Commerce Street, and I'm coming up on a street light, and I've got a green light, and the guy comes up the other way, and he makes a right on red, but I don't think he even stopped. He just kind of went through it, and I was really close to him, and I didn't overbrake. I just kind of flew up real close behind him. And my wife said something about just doing that because you're trying to punish the guy. And she was mildly rebuking me. And I thought, well, that's exactly what I'm doing. And I thought, I'm not going to do that anymore. Because there have been various times my wife has said, you know, this is what you're doing. And I've said, like when she's not looking, I turn to the Lord and I say, Lord, that was exactly what I was doing. And I don't want to do that anymore. But I hope you're like that. That's the way we've got to approach Scripture. Where it's like something is pointed out to us and it's like, yes, I'm going to put forth an effort. This may not happen perfectly, but I'm going to draw a line in the sand. It's like I'm not going there anymore. And if I find myself there, I'm going to repent just like that. I'm going to back off of that. Are you decided to succeed? And like I say, it takes being honest. I mean, you've got to be dead honest. James could sit here and tell you, this convicted me. Yeah, and I was squirming over there too. And I could I can tell when my wife is... She's nodding and I'm thinking, yeah, she's thinking about me. But if we don't admit where we fail, you're not going to do well. We got to be honest. Honest with the Lord, honest with each other. Because look, we're all in the same boat. We all are. We're people that need to be saved. We need the grace of God. We need the help of God. We need the power of God.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, Worthy of God's Calling.